Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John Lopez just asked me to scratch his back, and I looked at him and thought maybe he would be laughing, but he was dead serious. He wanted me to scratch his back.
What's wrong with that?
That's disrespectful, man.
If you're a real friend,
no.
It's just your fingernails.
No.
And plus, I like the nails. I don't want just the fingers. It's got to be a little nail action.
Going to happen. Yeah. Deshaun Watson's very easy
Josh,
to root for.
You don't want to scratch my back?
No, he doesn't.
No, absolutely not. I don't want to scratch your
Nobody
back.
Nobody does.
I'm a workhorse, but not that kind.
We're not. It doesn't mean anything. It's just you're helping a dude out.
Get out of here,
John. I'll do it for the rest of your gift card that you got.
Yeah, he ain't giving that away. Deshaun Watson, very easy to root for. He's making the rounds around here. He's just got that vibe around him, that it factor. There's another quarterback here who just walked by, and I don't want to say that I'm rooting against him next year, but I'm rooting against him next year.
Baker
Mayfield just has a very Turdish
vibe.
Walk by? Yeah, he walked by with about nine guys around him. And, you know, the Browns.
You don't see Deshaun Watson doing that.
No, I don't see Deshaun Watson doing that. He's rolling with himself. But Baker Mayfield, I'm rooting heavily against him next year. I just don't like his whole vibe. That's the first time that he's walked by me. Browns win total in Las Vegas, over under 7.5. I'm taking the under. I feel like he's feeling himself a little bit too much. I think it's going to come tumbling down very bad for Baker Mayfield, and I'm actually rooting for that. I'm not rooting for him to get hurt or anything, but I want him to struggle because I think he's feeling himself a little too much right now.
Well, wouldn't you be? I like the guy. I really do.
I liked him in college.
You talk about swag.
I liked him in college.
He's fearlessness. He's got that swag. Now, maybe he has eight too many handlers with him, but I don't know how much of control he has on that. He's got a presence, much like Deshaun Watson, in a different kind of way, but a presence that's very, very it's big. It's a big personality that you want. You know, there's something there with him.
Deshaun Watson's going to have a new quarterback coach next season. At least we think. Deshaun Ryan has departed for the Detroit Lions. He's going to be their quarterback coach, not calling plays or anything. Warren Moon joined us earlier. He said it's a very, very big deal. It's not like learning a new system, but. You know, Bill O'Brien talked about how important Sean Ryan was. We've heard McClain say it. So, year three, Deshaun Watson, you're hoping he takes that next step. It was good to see him on the field healthy for every single game. But now, all of a sudden, he's going to have to study tape with a new guy. He's going to have somebody new being the first to talk to him when he gets off the sidelines outside of Bill O'Brien. And you hope that works out. And a lot of people hope. I think I can speak for most of our listeners and the loopholes. A lot of people hope that a new offensive coordinator is hired by Bill O'Brien, but all signs point to Tim Kelly, tight end coach, being that guy if it happens.
You know, it looks like it will happen. McClain said it, and then he said maybe not, and now he's saying maybe so. So he knows what's going on in that building now, and so maybe they will bring in Kelly. Look, we don't know. We won't know the answer to this until we get into next season and we start seeing the same things, you know? Where it'll be so obvious, there's nobody new calling these plays. This is Bill O'Brien. You'll be able to know in pretty short time, you know, that nothing is different. I just don't like the fact that you're complicating things a little more for Deshaun Watson. I mean, he had off-season knee surgery. He's coming into his rookie year. Then he had off-season knee surgery. Then now he's going to have a new quarterbacks coach that he's going to have to deal with. I want a simpler path for him than that.
Yeah, and it's not going to get any easier for him, but it's going to be interesting to see what decision is made there on that front. Brian Cushing, the internet reaction when Brian Cushing was hired as a Texans strength and conditioning coach. Just give us some snippets, because it was basically a roundtable yesterday when I was talking to some people at the media party. A lot of people kind of mocking and making fun of the decision to make Brian Cushing a member of the strength and conditioning staff, but you have some national reaction in front of you. Just give us a little bit of snippet of what people were saying when that decision was made.
Well, and the most interesting thing to me is this is not just like fans that are just trolling or being smart asses or whatever. We're talking about outlets that people rely on. The Big Lead tweeted a story about twice suspended for PEDs. Why are they doing this? Obviously, there's Paul Kaharsky, an NFL writer, I'll read you the tweet verbatim. I like Brian Cushing, but Bill O'Brien will be hanging up on me again next year when I ask about how he can hire a guy twice suspended for PEDs onto his strength staff. It's I mentioned yesterday it's a bad look. We mentioned why it's a bad look in a couple of ways. And certainly, you know, on and on and on. People are just having a field day with the memes and the pictures. It's something that they're going to have to deal with. And I guess they're willing to deal with it because they see the upside more than some of the criticism.
Let's load up the think tank right now, 713-572-4610. We'll load them up, 713-572-4610, the number one segment in all of Houston. If Bill O'Brien gets mad that Paul asks him that question, then I don't even know what to say about that, because that's something that you have to take into account when you make that hire. Like, they can't play dumb on this.
Yeah.
If Bill O'Brien's asked about that, or Brian Gain is asked about it, they need to have the right answer ready, and they just need to say why the hire was made, because that's not an unfair question at all. That's everyone's initial reaction, and I think it's a very, very fair reaction. And I actually want to see what Brian Cushing has to say about it, because if there's one thing about Brian Cushing, number one, he loves football. Number two, he's got some very, 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 very big teeth, and he's got even bigger rabbit ears, because Brian Cushing hears everything that's said about him. He is very friendly with the block button on Twitter. So Brian Cushing, he's got to expect that this is going to come out, and he's going to be willing
to
do it.
He already knows. He's been reading, too. He probably searched himself.
He needs to get – well, he's been known to do that. He needs to get out front and center and address this. I 100% think that. I don't think that's an unfair question at all. I think it's 100% fair. Do you think that the draft is a couple months away? I wonder if – how important is it to know what coaches – like what coaches you're going to have on your staff before the draft? You got to think that's somewhat important, right?
Yeah, it's hugely important, because they're the ones meeting with the prospects. Now, the Texans are not going to draft a quarterback, I don't think. I guess they could draft a young one later. But yeah, you're going to, you know, let's say that happens. Let's say they're looking at a late round pick at a quarterback, and your quarterback's coach is not meeting with these prospects before. That's just not going to work.
The guy that I would like to see. I wonder how much longer Brandon Weeden wants to play football. Has anyone asked him about coaching? Because I know he's been in the room a little bit. He's a very, very bright guy. I wonder if Brandon Weeden would be interested in coaching, or is that too quick of a move to go from playing to quarterback coach the next year?
I don't think so at that position. I mean, Brandon Weeden is not Tony Romo, but he's certainly going to, you know.
Breaking news there, John.
Knowledgeable guy.
Yeah, thanks for that.
You know, he's a knowledgeable enough guy. So.
You know who else I think I would consider if he doesn't still want to play?
Who's that?
Josh McCown. He's about to turn 40. People have been saying for 10 years that Josh McCown is going to be a quarterback coach or offensive coordinator in the NFL and eventually be a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
If Josh McCown doesn't want to play anymore, and he's not going to be the starter, Sam Darnold is. That's a guy who I would like to see come in and be an offensive coordinator or quarterback coach.
Right.
And to take it a step further, if Josh McCown still wants to play football, I think his aspirations of being a starter should be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I would want him to be the backup quarterback for the Houston Texans.
Josh McCown?
He can still play a little bit.
Oh, he's good.
He can move around. He's very smart. And once you already have him in the building, when he does become a coach,
mm-hmm.
it's an easy transition. And, oh, by the way, he's from the state of Texas.
Yeah.
So it would just make too much sense. So if Josh McCown's out there and the Texans can get him in that building, I think this guy, 5 years from now when we're covering the Super Bowl, Josh McCown will be a head coach in the NFL.
I think that's a possibility. I also
it's going to be a quick path, J-Lo.
I also don't think that Brandon Weeden is going to retire anytime soon.
Okay, well – Josh McCown's an upgrade from Brandon Weeden.
Well, I'm just saying, because right now he's one of those.
He just gets to sit around.
Easy
yeah.
living, man.
Right.
Easy living.
Yeah, just like Matt Schaub, who gets paid a lot. Was getting paid a lot of money to be a backup. But get Josh McCown in the quarterback room. That should be the goal. I'm a big fan of that. I'm on board with that, just like I'm on board with the think tank. And you hear the music. You know what time it is. The number one segment in the nation. Number one segment in the universe. The number one segment – most importantly in Houston. It's the In the Loop Think Tank, 713-572-4610 to get in. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing. Why, J-Lo?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares, and we're doing just peachy here at Radio Row in Atlanta. Get it started, Figgy.
All right, you're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yo, I think the Texans should have hired a stoner instead of a doper for the strength and conditioning coach. And I think the Texans will forfeit the first three games for, quote-unquote, overtraining syndrome.
Oh, my gosh. So Think Tank Jack's going to be the quarterback's coach.
The strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah.
You're in the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, racist redneck here. How you doing, bro? Hey, listen. I think John McClane's one fried Twinkie away from just calling it a day. That dude's just
can you imagine?
Stop, man. It's just too much, man. It's gonna make you cry. It's gotta stop. Like Frank Gore, dude needs to retire. I'm out.
Oh man,
man.
One fried Twinkie away from calling it a day.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Good day to you, Ian O'Malley here. I think that the entire Texans roster has just been placed on the NFL's unofficial short list of candidates for enhanced random testing.
It's a pretty good Irish accent there.
Yeah, I think the drug test, we talk about random drug testing. They're going to live in Houston
now. Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine? Deshaun Watson, he's here on behalf of Gatorade. He better be drinking a lot of Gatorade because he's going to have to pee in a lot of cups next year with Brian Cushing in the strength and conditioning program.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Josh Beard is doing your Houston sports radio show from Atlanta Diner because you were denied entry into Radio Row of Fantasy Football Advice.
Oh, yeah.
They're making. I think I saw. Someone
I tweeted
who did
a picture
a diner.
From a diner today.
Waffle House.
I did.
Yeah, I think I just saw.
Waffle House actually liked it.
The person he was referring to, who's so rebellious and so against Radio Row, kind of mingling around, trying to lurk for some folks. So I did see that. Go ahead, Figgy.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's definitely something going wrong. And the coaching part, I don't think the coaches are agreeing with Bill O'Brien and saying that's probably why they're leaving. But when it comes to knuckleheads, well, we know they're not going to get Kareem Hunt. So I guess they just hire knucklehead coaches. So why don't they go and hire Todd Haley as the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach? Thanks.
You know how
Todd Haley is a jerk.
You know how that would blow up? Todd Haley and Bill O'Brien.
He would ruin Deshaun. Todd Haley is a total jerk. You know, his wife and him won a lawsuit in Dallas because she went through the drive-thru and she got a rat in her salad.
Did she, though?
She got a rat in her salad, and he won the lawsuit. It's a
wow.
true story.
Wow.
100%. You can look it up. Look it up, Loopholes.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that Whataburger needs to change their breakfast hours from 11 to 11 to 12 to 12.
I agree 100%. That's the only slight that I have on Whataburger is I think breakfast should be all day because you can go there in the morning and eat a cheeseburger. I think breakfast should be all day. That's the only negative thing I can say about the Pride of Texas Whataburger.
You're on the Think.
Oh,
smoke shop.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that the perfect quarterback for the backup quarterback for the Texans to have would be if T.J. Yates and Brandon Weeden used together.
Fused.
Oh, gosh.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Brian Cushing was a good pickup. He's been in the weight room his whole life. He's a beast in there. He's going to train them young cats how to do what they got to do. He's been in the building for a long time. I'm going to take the opposite route and let the kid work. Go, Cushing, baby. We love you.
There's nothing wrong with that. I think there's also a large segment, of certified trainers, athletic trainers, and strength and conditioning trainers, who are a little bit resentful about this. Guys, you know, paying their dues and with the knowledge and the certifications, I think they're a little upset about this too.
Dude, that line about Brian Cushing and the Texans leading the league in random drug tests is probably the line of the week.
Oh yeah,
I wish I would have thought of that myself.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
What's up, brothers? What's up?
Hey,
man, I'm hurt with you guys. I think that I'm really hurt with you guys, man. When Pavtex Network News gave their opinion on Brian Cushing, I was a troll and I was a hater. But when the lead and everybody else puts it out, they're the great ones. Come on, man.
No, you played the race card. You played the race card. We weren't questioning that.
Pavetex played the race card and said, "Why? Where's Andre Johnson's job?" And Andre Johnson does have a job with the organization. Pavetex,
you're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, I think y'all guys have one of the best radio stations in Houston, man. I love y'all guys.
Thank we love you, sir. Man. Thank we love you very back. Much. Thank you. We would be nothing without you. We're very fortunate to have the listeners that we have.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think y'all should call the show Paperweight because y'all hold it down.
Oh, hey, I like that. Man, the loophole's loving us up.
We just need to get analogies.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm standing on an Xbox right now.
Are you?
Because I'm on top of the game.
I know. I knew where that was going.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I can already hear John McClain's excuse for next year why the Texans didn't win. Oh, they had a new quarterback coach.
Hey, if John McClain is with us next year, I'm just happy about that. I'm hoping that I'm expecting John McClain to get number one. I think he needs a Fitbit.
He does. That's a good idea.
I think we should put together. I think we should honestly, if the loopholes hadn't got my Venmo shut down, I honestly think we should all put a dollar in and get McClain a Fitbit.
That's
a
great idea. Well, he's big.
Yeah, let's give out Lopez's Lopez. You could just buy him a Fitbit. Buy him a Fitbit. You're rich.
Why are you making me buy him a Fitbit?
I saw that stack of cash you had this morning. I saw it. I saw you at the Waffle House whipping out that stack.
Yeah, I'm just really splurging at the old Waffle House.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing for Kevin Johnson now that we got old Brian Cushing. So he don't have to worry about getting any more concussions. He just blow up like big old massive bodybuilder now.
Kevin Johnson.
Yeah.
A whole lot of suck.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think everybody needs to Google Brady Leave Super Bowl parody.
Brady Leave Super Bowl parody. We'll actually play that for you in Around the NFL. Let's get done, Figgy. Brady Leave Super Bowl parody.
Okay.
We'll play that because I don't want to be oversold. So we'll play that for you in 10 minutes.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yo, it's Photo Eddie here. I think Landry Locker's taste buds is schizophrenic because they don't know what they're talking about. I mean, how do you not like pork rind?
I'm just not a fan of the pork rinds. You take me to
You're
the gas station.
You're getting destroyed on that.
You take me to the gas station. You give me $2 to go get a snack. If I'm going to do something like that.
They're good for
chili
you.
Chili cheese Fritos.
No carbs. Zero
chili
carbs.
Cheese Fritos, homie. Yeah, chili cheese Fritos all
look
day.
Look at the carbs on those.
Oh, there's a lot. It's depressing if you look at the back of a bag of chili cheese Fritos.
You're getting
so good.
You're getting Josh Pastnerd on this pork rinds take of yours.
I don't care. Pork rinds are disgusting.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think we need to switch over to a pass-first offense, draft Greg Little, draft some corners, become a draft first today, or pass first.
I got you. I got you.
We got you, bro.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
John Lopez here with In the Loop, 610 Sports. Akib, can you tell me how you feel about growing up in an impoverished black community while Wade Phillips grew up the son of a rich and famous NFL coach?
I didn't mean that.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Dank, what
hey,
up?
Hey, that Warren Moon, first off, I think that Warren Moon interview that y'all had, man, that was a really good interview. Y'all did a really good job.
Thank you,
sir. Real quick, no problem. Y'all are killing it. So if a turtle doesn't have a shell, is it homeless or is it naked?
Let's answer that. Let's answer that.
It's naked.
It's naked, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And homeless.
You on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Josh Ennis dresses better than Pauly G. Follow me at Ricky Rickman.
That's incorrect.
The dumbest opinion
Man,
ever.
Man, Pauly looked good last night.
Pauly looks good all the time. Yeah. He's always on point. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, I think if you guys get the general a Fitbit, y'all better put it on a belt so it can fit his wrist.
Size is not as important.
That's so mean.
Oh my!
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I made a Hellman's Parmesan chicken crust last night with pork rinds as the crust. That was awesome.
Come on.
All right. Well, dump so Figgy, much for dump that. It was a good take until that happened.
Dump that. We're good.
Yeah.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey guys, Think Tank Satan here. I think we should just go ahead and hire Lance Armstrong as the strength and conditioning coach for the Texans.
I love Think Tank Satan. You got mad at me.
Performance enhancing drug.
But it's all good.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think the guy that called in talking about the Texans need to switch to pass first and that they need to draft a lineman and two cornerbacks needs to be hired as the next Texans head coach. Good job for you, man.
Look at that. Got the good job clap. Okay.
You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
Go.
You smoked suck.
It. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hello.
Go.
Go.
What's the? How can you tell if your wife's died?
How?
Well, the sex is the same, but the dishes pile up.
That's good.
Oh, that's good.
All right, this is the last one.
That's not the last
one. Oh, smoked it.
All right, last one. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Landry Locker's taste buds here. I like ketchup, but I don't like tomatoes. But I like tomato sauce, but I don't like salsa. I don't know what I'm talking about.
He's actually right. Like, I like tomatoes. I like all that stuff. But there are some people who don't like tomatoes but like ketchup.
Well, sure, because
it's not as rare as you think.
Ketchup has sugar in it. Sugar makes everything better.
Does it?
Except your diabetes.
Yeah, there's other things that sugar doesn't make better. You can watch us on the Low T webcam brought to you by the Low T Center. We are live from Radio Row in Atlanta, side of Super Bowl 53. Coming up next around the NFL, we're going to put the loopholes recommendation to test. We're going to hear this Tom Brady parody, and I caught up with Michael Irvin before the show, asked him if he thought Tony Romo would be a good coach. You'll hear that, as well as John Lopez one-on-one with Reggie Wayne next on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.